Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Personal Transformation, a show for survivors of and victims of sexual abuse. Good evening. It's Thursday, February the 26th, and welcome to winter. It's still here. Okay, so you're just going to have to bear with me tonight. As I've stated in the last show, I've had some technical difficulties, and I think I still am, but I guess I'm going to find out as the evening goes through. If any of you tweeters out there are listening to me and can get back to me whether you hear me or not. So I would greatly appreciate your letting me know one way or another, and I'll let you know that I'm broadcasting now as we speak. And I do have some things to talk about, stuff I didn't cover about last week. I'm pretty sure most of the talk that Deb and I were doing got out, but what I heard from a few of my followers, it did. So, again, like I said, please bear with me. I think I've thought I've figured out my problem before, but I think I've really figured out what the problem is right now, and it seems to be the problem on my end with my equipment. So I am waiting on a new computer, and that'll probably solve a lot of my problems. But hopefully tonight I'm getting out, and you're hearing me loud and clear. So please bear with me as I fumble through my evening, and hopefully not too much of a fumble and more informative, and hopefully, I just hope for a better evening anyway, just put it that way. So like I said, just bear with me. I have a few things I need to talk about. I've been a lot of stuff going on, lots of things that I want to share with you, and I hope you had a good week, even last week. So anyway, let me start off with a few announcements, and then we'll just dive right into what we're going to talk about. So please, if anybody is out there on Twitter and you're listening to me, please let me know one way or another, whether you can hear me, if I'm even broadcasting. I would really appreciate that. So let me just dive into my my paperwork here that I'm sharing with you. And start off. Well, okay, well, first off, I'll talk about the Transforming into Triumph Conference, which is going to be coming up in April 23rd, 24th. And the cost for that is $200 for the two-day event. Our featured guests are Jenny Monroe. She's an artist. Erwin Ellman. He's a provincial advocate for children and youth. And we have, this is wonderful. We have Risa D'Angelo, the founder of The Breeze Hope for Bolivia. I've talked about her and her husband coming up all the way up here, actually the whole family, and it's wonderful. They're making a trip all the way up here from Drove, all the way from Bolivia, the whole family. They drove up here last year, and they're coming up for the conference again this year. So wonderful of them to do that. And I know I'll be introducing, I'll be interviewing Risa throughout the 2 days or a few days that she's here. Her and her husband, I'll interview both of them. I'll probably be right here at the house and or at the conference. I'll kind of go back and forth depending on what the topics are about. There's a lot of stuff to talk about. Okay, Dr. Fred Matthews, I've talked about him as well. He's a PhD psychologist. And we also have Tom Wilkin. He's the author of Rebuilding Your House of Self-Respect, which we carry his books around the house here quite a bit. And I know that some of the stuff that we do as far as our modules are concerned in regards to our recovery is based from information from him out of his book, and plus for what we've done ourselves, and then everybody else contributed to our manuals. And there's a lot of names, and one of these days I'll have to take the time to pay homage to those people that have put these manuals together for the groups that are here at the Gatehouse. So I love this story that Fred Matthews talks about, and also Tom Wilkin, how 35 years ago, or even 30 years ago, whenever they would go out to do a conference of any sort, and they would talk about sexual abuse, especially from a male perspective, how they would, especially Fred, he would go and do this conference and basically be booed off the stage. So it just goes to show you how this process has been literally, rather not literally, physically everything, how slowly it has moved along. And slowly awareness is becoming becoming a thing now. Like, people are beginning to worry about it. It's in our face every day in the media. We're talking about it. You know, everything from Jerome Gomeshi to Bill Cosby. That's you know, that's, to start off with. Never mind all the other stuff that we hear that happens on the streets and stuff that goes on. We hear all kinds of stuff. It's in our face daily. And so basically, when it comes down to awareness, and this is what this program is about. I want people to be aware that this stuff happens. You know, not just in the immediate family, but outside the family. You know, there's all kinds of situations where abuse does happen. And let me be quite clear. I'm not just talking about regular sexual abuse. I'm talking about domestic violence, bullying. I'm kind of covering the whole realm here because, to me, it's all equally important and should be recognized that that is a real problem. And here, as a society, we need to address this on a more, well, I'll put it this way, from my point of view, on a mature level, to what we haven't, which we have not accomplished or have come anywhere close to it. So these things need to be talked about and addressed more. But anyway, okay, so that's our conference. And like I say, around these 2 days, we will be, we'll also be having workshops. And I know at the end of the two-day conference, through the weekend, I know we will be doing training for facilitators from the different organizations that come around from all over the province and internationally. And SOHO, I'm so looking forward to being part of this, as I have been. This will be my fourth year. And by the way, the Transforming Trauma into Triumph Conference is the fifth annual, if I haven't pointed that out already. So there's another thing I wanted to talk about. We had a Yuck Yucks. That's already passed. That was last Thursday. Very successful. Anybody I know who attended it had a great time. It was the second one. So the next thing I should point out to you or talk about will be there's some other stuff coming up here. Well, I know they're having another event at the Maple Leaf restaurant, which will be in March. I don't have the date here in front of me, but I know the tickets are only $20, and all the proceeds are coming back to the gatehouse. So, like I say, if there's anybody out there on Twitter who's listening to me right now, I'd appreciate just some kind of a signal or something. Tell me you're out there and you can actually hear me, because, like I said, I had technical difficulties last week. I want to be sure that I'm getting out there. Okay, I'm just on my phone here. Okay. Well, I haven't heard anything or seen anything here yet, but I know a few people I think are listening. But okay. So last weekend, I went to an event here in Toronto, and let me just dig up the information on this here. Just bear with me 1 second, please. And I went to this event, and it was through one of the followers I met on Twitter that I found out about this event, and then I realized, wow, hey, there's going to be other people there that I know. So I was absolutely ecstatic when I heard it was going to go.
Oh, I'm back online. I'm back online. I don't know, I had some kind of difficulty. I managed to get back on, so hopefully you'll hear me now. We'll try this again. Okay, and I definitely, my mic is working, so okay, that's a good sign. Okay, so I'm back.
Here I am. Try this again. See if we drop. Okay. Well, apparently I'm having internet issues, so just bear with me, and hopefully I don't drop. I guess that's something I'll have to work on before for next week so we don't have these troubles again. So I thank you for your patience, and like I say, I'm back. But the thing I wanted to talk about where I got cut off the last weekend, when I got cut off there, I was talking about last weekend. I went to this event on Saturday, and let me just bring it up here. And, am I still broadcasting? Yes, I am. Okay, and find you here. Here we are. So just be patient with me here. Where is it now? No, I can't find it. Bit of information I wanted to share with you, and if I find it here. I'm a little bit kerfluffle here because of what's going on. And where is it? Computers, you gotta love them or hate them. And of course, I can't find what I'm looking for. Well, maybe this time. Where is it? Am I still on? I am still on. Okay, that's good. And my mic is still working. That's good. Let's try this again. And see what happens. Okay, I'm working. I'm here. Okay, so last weekend I went to this event. It's called Soul Speak, which was held here in Toronto. And if you go to www.gofundme.com/soulspeak, you will learn all about this event. So basically, Soul Speak meets twice a month in Toronto, and two different locations. And it's for survivors and survivors of sexual abuse. And they get together twice a month, and of course they talk about sexual abuse and all the stigmas behind it, everything from recovery, the whole nine yards, addictions, all that's involved in it. So I went to this event last Saturday, and it was fantastic. And so what they're trying to do is they're trying to raise money for their website, and all the performers, including Deb Mayberry, which you've met and talked to, or rather you've heard me talk about lots of times, and actually she's been on here with me. She was there as well, and she performed. And then there was a bunch of other survivors there as well. So it was quite the event. Like I said, all the proceeds were going to Soul Speak, and it's a local community thing, which is fantastic. It's all about supporting the community, and this group certainly does. It was kind of nice because I ran into some people that have been through the gatehouse here and were performing, or rather not necessarily performing, but were partaking in this event, which was last Saturday, which was kind of hard getting around because it snowed like a dog last Saturday, and it was hard getting around. I mean, I even got down there on time. I came from, I worked all day, and then I managed to get home and change and shower and get down there on time. So I guess I'm still working. That's a good sign. I haven't heard anything different. No one's told me that I'm not. And do this again. So thank you for your patience.